This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What's this?
Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
All right, enough Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
Dude, just because I represent
the 2 9-year-olds. It's not even a daytime show. It's
35 and under. 35 and under.
We just found out it's not a
you
daytime show.
You didn't have an answer.
Because I took mine. I thought he was going to take Jerry Springer.
Be a pro. When you're MCing, I bet that you're going to get thrown off, and they're going to say, there he goes. The lights got a little too bright for Spike.
I am not taking criticism from you from an MC perspective. One of the worst MCs in the history of radio.
You don't even know if I'm a bad MC.
Yes, I do. We played audio of
one,
it.
Yes.
Yeah, you mispronounced everybody's name.
Those names were impossible.
You didn't look at the paper before you did it. You're not a hard worker.
They did send it the night before.
Yeah.
I didn't think that.
That was enough time.
I didn't think the name before. Would be like Igor.
No, it was not that difficult.
Everybody. Names.
Everybody's name is different. Show a little respect.
Yeah. All right. So you brought up one example.
Yeah. You asked me for one, and I brought one up.
How are you so on top of that?
Yeah. Look.
He's ready.
It's what I do. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. The first Jordan Mailata show is tonight at 6, live from Chickie's in South Philly.
Are we going to ask Jordan
YouTube
this
as
question?
Well. Which question? The daytime TV question?
No, who's better?
No.
No, I will not be asking that question. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Twitter question is simply, who's better, Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts? What do you think the response is?
Well, I would imagine Jalen Hurts. We're in Philadelphia.
What do you think? Give me a number.
Let's go 75%.
It says 59% Josh Allen.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
It's okay. And that's okay.
It's okay.
Of course it's okay. I just think everybody would be honest.
Yeah. It's okay. Now, I have not read the responses, which I'm sure are special.
Slow news day.
Yeah. You hating again? Get those two on the end off the show. Get like a real co-host like Hugh.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I always
hear.
I'm
suffering.
It's got to be Hugh. Yeah.
For 12 hours a day. It's yep. Hugh, Ike, and Richie.
Yep.
Richie's busy.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, we found out.
Yep.
So, speaking of being busy, normally our Sundays are taken up by a lot of Eagles. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the game, but then you're thinking about the game before the game. Maybe you're not paying total attention to the rest of the league. But with the Eagles playing Thursday, it was a good day to sort of pay attention to the rest of the league. We had the rest of the NFC East was in action. The Giants played the Commanders. Was there anything that stuck out to you that made you think one way or another about the Eagles, or anything that stuck out to you that you know, maybe was different or surprising, you know, in watching the games yesterday?
Well, I will say yesterday it was choppy for a lot of the games, meaning that there wasn't any real up and down the field type of flow. It was more, it looked like rust.
Yep.
Most of the league does not play in the preseason. That seemed to be pretty evident in a lot of the games yesterday. I didn't know how to feel about that as it pertains to the Eagles, because I thought Green Bay looked like they were in control of that game, you know, and then it looked like they got a little bored in the second half and they didn't, the scoring sort of slowed down and then it picked up at the end.
Lions offense certainly didn't look like last year's Lions.
I don't know what's going on with the Lions offense. I mean, they basically turned Jahmyr Gibbs. Well, I'm glad I passed on Jahmyr Gibbs.
I'm
the draft
not.
Board.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I took Justin Jefferson. Yeah. Anyway, I had the fourth pick.
Yeah.
So, in Washington, in the game against the Giants, while they certainly looked like they were in control of the game, they didn't blow the Giants out.
No, it wasn't a dominant
right.
performance,
so,
I didn't
so
think.
From an NFC standpoint, and the Rams looked eh, but yep. like Matthew Stafford being out all training camp, that's sort of understandable.
The Niners looked eh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the defense looked good.
Yeah. Yep. I still feel like if I came into the season saying the Eagles are the team to beat until I see otherwise, I didn't see another team that makes me question whether or not the Eagles are the number one team in the NFC. I still believe the Eagles are the best team in the NFC. Green Bay's going to be nice. We'll see. We'll see how they look at the end of the year. Washington as well.
Yep.
We'll see how they look at the end of the year. But I know the Eagles probably gave us a C performance, C-plus performance overall Thursday night. Got a lot of room to grow for that for the Eagles.
100%.
A lot of room to grow.
Yeah, I agree with you. I didn't think anybody looked particularly good. Green Bay is a good team. I do not trust Jordan Love. Like the way that Allen plays sort of under control, I feel like Jordan Love isn't. You know, he feels mistake prone to me. He does not seem impressive. Jaden Daniels, I think, is I would put my money on Jaden Daniels before I would put it on Jordan Love. But that Green Bay team is just more talented than the Commanders are.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And I tell you, Micah Parsons looked pretty good in his first game with the Packers.
Man.
Yeah.
Either that one jersey is tight as hell on him, or he must have gained 10-15 pounds, man. He looked big as hell in that jersey.
Well, he did nothing during training camp, right? I mean,
I guess, but he's always been like a 245 pound, like sleek, hell, he ran down Jared Goff with no problem. He is relentless. Don't even get me talking about Mike, because you know I like Michael Parsons.
I know,
him coming out in the draft. The idea that somebody would not want that on their defense.
Is crazy.
It's crazy to me.
Yeah. Well, someone said it on Twitter, but like Parsons chasing down Jared Goff was like when the lion in National Geographic, like slow-mo, is chasing down his prey.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it looked like.
I can see that.
The one thing, like, obviously the NFC, I think nothing changed. The Eagles still look like probably the best team. The Lions looked worse than I thought, which is good for us. But man, like the offenses in the AFC still look pretty formidable. And, like, seeing the Ravens put up 40, Bills put up 40, Herbert doing what he did, and, you know, seeing the Eagles offense again, it wasn't a bad performance on Thursday night, but it was a little slow, stuck in neutral a bit.
Those offenses certainly looked further evolved than our offense. They look like they are clicking at a different level than our offense was clicking.
To be fair, I will say, not until really the fourth quarter for Buffalo.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, they had 25 points going into the fourth quarter, so it wasn't bad, but it didn't look great. I agree with you. It didn't look great. And the other thing is I didn't see anybody asking where Anthony Richardson was yesterday. Like, I didn't see people wondering why the Colts didn't go with Anthony Richardson. Daniel Jones looked pretty good. They scored on every drive yesterday.
Yeah, and that's so telling about Anthony Richardson. Seriously, dude, you were with Shane Steichen for 2 years.
Yep.
Offense never looked that good.
Yep.
Passing game never looked that good, if rarely. You may have had a couple wow plays throwing the ball just with your sheer athleticism, but your inconsistency at the quarterback position shows that you aren't growing at the quarterback position. And by all reports, the competition wasn't even close.
Right. It wasn't even a thought.
Yeah, like Daniel Jones completely outplayed him all training camp. So either somebody's going to take on that reclamation project somewhere, and he's going to bounce back, or he's going to be playing tight end.
Well, and speaking of reclamation,
he's going to wind up moving. Remember Terrell Pryor? Oh,
yes.
He's going to be Terrell Pryor, tight end or wide receiver.
Didn't we have him for a minute?
They almost signed him over Alshon.
I was going to say, we didn't have him for a minute?
No, the rumors were they wanted Pryor or Alshon, I think.
Okay.
And Pryor went to Washington.
Okay, right.
And we got Alshon on a one-year deal.
Uh-huh.
And Washington gave Terrell Pryor a little more money.
And speaking of reclamation projects, and he certainly
– I'm still upset about the Alshon signing.
I know.
Certainly was better than Anthony Richardson, but Justin Fields looked
Yeah.
Pretty good yesterday, too, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, at least Justin Fields shows you growth there. He looks better.
Yeah.
Like, Anthony Richardson has no clue.
And I think Ike's with me. I don't know where Spike is on this one. I am hoping for, like, one last really good Aaron Rodgers season.
I can take that.
Screw him.
He's been such a great player for so long. He's annoying off the field. I like when the older guys have one last ride in them. And it was cool seeing him throw four touchdowns yesterday and still being Aaron Rodgers.
I just don't want him to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's bad.
Yeah, I don't need you on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Also, he beat the Jets. He's a little cocky about just beating the Jets.
Well, you know, it was personal to him.
100%.
It was personal to him. So I get that. I'm with you in this sense. The Steelers are a great football brand. So when they are relevant, it makes games. Would you watch them? Like, I'd rather watch him than watching Russ last year.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like, watching that.
Oh, and so, speaking of him, he's cooked. I mean, Russ.
Oh, my
Russell
goodness, yeah. Russ looked bad yesterday.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, you know Brian Daboll is dying to
pull that
Jackson Dart card. Yep.
Well, he said to Jackson Dart, I love you, after one of the preseason games.
Dude, just look for a spot in the schedule where it lightens up a little bit, and that's when Dart's going to be in there.
Well, maybe you just tell one of the offensive linemen, it's like, hey, just let that guy go.
You might not even have to tell him.
Yeah, that's a good point. 215-592-9494. Andrew in Delaware, you're on WIP. What's up, Andrew?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on?
What's up,
hey,
Andrew?
Man, Spike, listen, I don't know. I can't tell the difference between you and Chris Sims. I really can't because, Spike.
Here we go.
Y'all both don't hate so much.
But like, I'm not hating. Do you think it's hating? Andrew, is it hating to say that Josh Allen is better than Jalen Hurts?
No, it's not even about that, though.
Like, but it is.
No, because, like, all Jalen does is win. Like, do you understand that man had a perfect game? Because he went 19 for 23, but it was three passes that he threw out of bounds because he had to.
Andrew, can I ask you something?
Like,
if a perfect game for a quarterback results in 24 points, don't you think our bar for perfect is a little low? He played well. He didn't play perfect. I've seen perfect games. Like, you don't score 24 points against the Dallas Cowboys, who traded away their best defensive player the week before, and score 3 points in the second half if you played perfect. They didn't play perfect. He didn't play perfect. He played well. And it's not hating. It's just it's when you tell me that what I am saying by not saying that he is the best is hating, that's when I have a problem. This isn't a Jalen problem. It's like a you problem.
Oh, my gosh. Can I talk? Here's the deal. Okay.
Is he better than Josh Allen?
It's not even about that.
No, but I'm asking you. But it is about that.
Did Josh Allen win a Super Bowl yet?
Who is the better player? Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts?
Okay, skill-wise. Okay, let me ask you a question. Skill-wise between Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Skill-wise, who's better?
They're both skilled. They were both skilled players.
No. Peyton Manning, at the end of the day, he should have had probably a better winning percentage. He should have probably.
Dude, why won't you just answer me? Who is a better player, Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts?
I don't know if I can answer and say that Josh Allen's a better player. I'm just being honest. Because, like, all Jalen does is win. See,
okay.
Everybody goes
what does Josh Allen do?
Okay.
Everybody just goes off of stats. Like, you can't do
it's not stats.
Jalen.
Watch them. What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question. So, on Thursday, Jalen Hurts, he didn't have any room, like, to throw it to Smith or to Brown, really. I mean, he had to do it by himself, basically. So, like, what is he supposed to do?
Andrew, do we have one of the best receiving corps in the NFL?
Hold up. Were they open?
We have one of the best receiving corps in the NFL? Okay, so why weren't they open? Why weren't they open? Why is this a problem constantly?
If you would have watched on ESPN, they showed Dan Orlovsky. I trust his football acumen better
than
yours.
So final question, Andrew. Who is a better player, Josh Allen or Jalen Hurts?
For right now, since Jalen Hurts got a check.
All right, okay, there we go. See, it's crazy. The player who won the Super Bowl, the quarterback who won the Super Bowl, is not automatically the best quarterback. It isn't true. He's a good quarterback. It doesn't mean he's better than everybody. I'm sick of being told I'm a hater because I won't just say he's better than everybody like a psychopath to make you happy.
But you do realize that it is subjective.
Yes, I realize it's subjective.
So then there's people that can 100%. Have their opinion that Jalen is better.
100%. All right. They're all wrong.
They want to beat everybody up that does not.
No. You're right. I'm just sick of getting beat up. See what I'm saying? I am sick of getting beat up. 215-592-9494.
Which bothers you more, the beat up on the Josh Allen people or the text line?
Well, the text line is friendly fire. It comes from you. So I think that bothers me more, actually. That you're supposed to be a foxhole guy.
Yeah, you're supposed to be part of the team.
Yeah, the guy in the foxhole has got a shiv. He's right there sticking my side. Yeah.
We're just being funny.
Speaking of needing a break, over the summer, you know, sometimes you take a vacation. You take a break, right? You go down the shore. Doesn't it suck that you have to pay somebody a few thousand dollars to rent a shore house? You've always thought about having your own. You can. Adam Kasebe. He is the realtor that can get you into your own shore house. K-S-E-B-E. Now, Kasebe, who is based out of Long and Foster, is a master of the Delaware beaches. You may say to yourself, why do I want to be in Delaware? Well, if you're going to own a place, the property taxes in Delaware are some of the lowest in the country, and Jersey is the highest in the country. So you're asking me, why would you want to be in Delaware? It's better spot, better restaurants, lower property taxes. Kasebe is a guy that can help you find one of those houses. Perhaps you've tried it before. It's too competitive. You can't figure out a way to do it. The guy lives and breathes it. He's been the official realtor of the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast for years. I promise you, when it is time for you to get your own, rent it out to other people. Have those people paying your mortgage, and then you have your own investment place to go. Kasebe's the guy. Again, Adam Kasebe, K-S-E-B-E. You can call or text him at 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643. Or go to processrealtor.com. All right. 215-592-9494. Trey in South Carolina. You're on WIP. What's up, Trey?
Good afternoon, fellas.
What's up, Trey?
What's up, Trey?
Yeah, I just want to say that, man. I'm afraid, too, with the passing game. I know it's been only one game, but go back further season, I'm afraid Dr. Devontae or AJ going to leave, man, because I don't think they get a ball in there enough.
Well, I mean, I think you're going to have to do a lot of winning for them to be okay with their production not being as high as they think it could be or should be. So I'm trying to be delicate with this as well, because in the back of our minds, I think a lot of us have that sort of concern in the back of our mind. It's like, well, how long would the receivers be happy if the offense looks like this every week? They won't be happy for very long. I'm not going to assure you of that. They'll bite their tongue. Again, as long as you're winning, they'll try to do the right things. But the problem is, the moment you don't win or you win ugly, right, then that's when it's gonna rear itself, and the passing game sort of become the topic of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
They got to get better in this area. I don't think there's any other way around it. They have to get better in this area, because quite frankly, I think it makes the offense run smoother when there's the passing element to the offense. It makes it harder to defend. It opens up holes for Saquon. And I think it makes it easier on you to score because you can at least at times get yards in chunks, like 20 or 25 yards, instead of waiting for Saquon to break a big run.
Not grinding out every first down, you know.
Because you almost have to be perfect when you play that way.
Because it takes more plays.
Yes.
And the other thing, Trey, I would say is let's put aside for a second Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown's desire and, you know, complaints and not wanting to be here. Like, you're going to have to think about allocation of resources if you're spending $30 million a year on each wide receiver and those guys, you know, you could – I'm not saying I want to be the Bengals, but they can look at the money they're spending on those receivers at the end of the day and probably at the end of the year saying, okay, I get it. We get our money's worth. Mm-hmm. When you're looking at the Eagles and you look at what they're spending on wide receivers and then the choices they've had to make at other positions because they spend so much there, like it's going to have to be a decision for them as much as it's going to be something that Devontae and AJ are unhappy with.
No, okay. Spike, I know you don't need me to defend you, but you're not a hater, man. Josh Allen is. I love Jalen, but Josh Allen is better than him, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Trey. I like
that's not being
a hater.
No, thank you.
I just said
no, it's
just, I like
it's good to have some sanity. You know, it's good to have some sanity.
It's probably going to be the only call all day that I get. Trey, for next question today, do you have a favorite all-time daytime TV show?
Jerry Springer, man.
Oh,
there you go.
Jerry Springer's all-timer.
Jerry Springer was so good, man. I missed class at times in college.
Just to watch it.
To watch the show.
Dude, it was out of control. That show, Jack, you never saw Jerry Springer
back in the day?
We saw it in live in the moment.
Yes.
Which hit different than seeing reruns and all that. Like, we saw it in the moment when that sort of TV wasn't common.
It was like before Uncle Phil or what was his name? Dr. Phil. Uncle Phil. Yes. Dr. Phil. Before
two bald guys.
Dude, you were just waiting for the fighting.
Yes.
You were waiting. Who was the big bald?
Steve.
Steve was the security guard.
Yes. Yep.
And that's not the You Are Not the Father, right?
That's Maury. That's a different show.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But you just ruined somebody else's.
Someone else's answer.
Yeah. Although I don't think many people are going to call up for that show.
No.
That was a paternity test show.
I think it's still going.
Is Maury still
going?
Yeah,
I think it's still on.
Really?
Jerry Springer's done, though, right?
Yes.
He is.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Wait, no. I mean, I'm at the show.
No, I'm going to ask.
Is he alive?
Is he still alive?
It's a good question.
I think Jerry Springer's still alive.
It's a good question.
I think he might have died.
He's easily dead.
I think he might have died.
Is he dead?
What'd you say, Buzz? He's usually dead.
Jerry Springer was, so he is dead.
Damn!
23.
Died 2 years ago.
Okay, yeah, it's not bad.
Now, what was your answer? Did you say probably, or I can't think of what the answer was. It was non-committal.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I definitely was not sure.
215-5.
That was your mayor.
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
He got in some trouble as mayor.
He did.
You
can't write checks, man.
What's that?
No. Writing checks. That's a paper trail.
Yep. You got to be smarter. Jerry Springer's got to be, well, I was going to say if he's alive, he should be mayor, use crypto or whatever. You just pay him in Bitcoin. You'll never find it. 215-592-9494, talking about Josh Allen and Jalen and a big weekend of Eagles football. Big weekend of NFL football, whether you feel better or worse about the Eagles based on what you watched over the weekend. We also got some other news over the weekend about the Eagles trade offer for Micah Parsons, which was, if you haven't heard, pretty substantial. So we will talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.